take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of The Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I got to get with it. No!
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on me, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 673. We've got Shibisky back once again.
Yeah.
Before the show, Shibisky was teaching us all about nuclear physics and the geography of Australia.
I thought it got a little confusing when he went into the quantum realm.
A lot of people get confused.
Yeah, that theory.
Start talking about that.
It's hard to quote.
I learned a lot from Landon. I've been talking to him a lot lately.
Actually, I heard you were talking to him, and people were saying you were trying really hard to like pretend like you knew what the fuck he was talking about.
Nah, not at all.
So. I think tonight's episode's going to get demonetized no matter what. I tried to make the title mask what one of our segments tonight is about. But, I mean, I guess we'll try to be sweet boys and hope it just flies under the radar.
I saw a sweet boy in the fan chat, Jeff Holiday. For those of you that have a $1 or above Patreon, you can be in the fan chat
open
too.
Wide.
You can
be here it comes.
Hey! Very well.
Wow.
Talk about a thank sweet you. 69. Thank you.
Very well, one of our very few donors here on the show. We don't get, actually.
Dude, the amount of love we get every freaking week, I'm impressed.
The last I'm show, surprised. I seriously had a moment. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how we got to the goal. We exceeded the goal. I'm humbled by the fan base here.
Yeah.
This fan base, I used to complain about them all the time. A lot has changed. Things are different now. I think we have one of the best fan bases ever.
I like to call them family bases.
Family bases. And if you would like, if you could please, generous people out there, if you could like this stream, that would be amazing. Because liking the stream boosts certain things in this YouTube machine that gets more people here to watch. Also, if you use the Brave browser, please check to see if you have any bats sitting there waiting, because the value of bats has gone up
the
like
reason
12.
For demonetization is because of Onision, isn't it? Can't be Gale, not at all.
Brent Spiner would demonetize.
I mean the word I used that I tried to cover up. Bats have gone up like 12,
13-14% in the last 48 hours.
Yeah.
So your bats are extremely valuable if you can send them to us. It costs you nothing other than using the browser. It gives us actual money to keep our show going. So if you could please send those our way. And we'll cover that a little bit later, too.
And we've been talking. I don't know if this is going to actually happen because, Ben, I know you can't be a part of it and I won't be able to be a part of it. But there was some rumblings of possibly a 24-hour show hosted by Chabisky's Chair with Wallace, Dusty the Cockatiel, and maybe they would be watching, like, an open fire.
So Dusty the Cockatiel is the only thing that's actually alive.
Well, so far, we might book some more guests. I'm not sure. But there's talks.
Okay.
There's talks.
Actually, there's no talks because none of those things talk.
This is a test donation for $20.
What a good test. Thank you, PTM.
That's my favorite kind of test. If just clicking the test button in Streamlabs gave me a $20 dono, that would be my new job.
And
just to sit here and click test dono.
Shout out to our friend Forever also, since we hit the 111 mark just now. Evan LeFevre.
Why is this happening?
It's Sweet Boy time.
It's like the perfect storm here.
We're on Sweet Boy time. But I don't know if we'll actually do that 24-hour show. Maybe we could just have like them watching a broadcast from outer space for 24 hours. So we put literally nothing into it but Chabisky's Chair and Wallace and Dusty.
Chabisky.
I mean,
Chabisky. Yeah.
All I need are screenshots of Chabisky and Wallace, right?
And then maybe like the fourth host could be Pimp Monk's third testicle.
Can I just make Dusty can I just use a GIF for Dusty the Cockatiel? You like a 30-second GIF of him like flapping and maybe taking a dump.
I think we should just have a Skype set up with the cage, and that's it.
Every time I ever have Dusty the Cockatiel on the show, he takes a dump on the show. Birds actually, birds poop and urine are the one and the same. They don't separate the two. That's why bird shit's so wet. It's a combination of their poop and urine.
Yeah, they don't have the option to. They don't have two options.
Right.
They just got the one.
Yeah.
You can't get the vanilla ice cream or the Oreo cookie. You just got to get the shake.
Yeah. Yes. All right. So we're gonna move into the actual show now. Thanks to all of you one more time for supporting us. Here we go with. I'm not going to, we do have some news, but I'm going to do that after Crazy People. So here we go.
Crazy People.
Go!
Hey, Jennifer Robbins, how you doing? Thank you. For the love. Crazy People.
We just got a $20 Canadian super chat.
CJ Halliday, that's my boy. Sweet Boy Gang. Keep it up, guys. Do you think Chris Hansen screwed up by doxing Onion Boy? He can use that against him in court, maybe. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, we're about to watch we're about to listen to the 911 call. Now, Chris Hansen did release a video that it included the recording of the 911 call, but it also showed Chris Hansen walking up to Onision's house and knocking on his door. And it's like they cut out him saying his address, but it shows his house, which house is his. So, I mean,
yeah,
if I would have done that, I was thinking of this when I watched this. If I would have driven out to Onision's house and went and knocked on his door and filmed it and put it on YouTube, people would be saying I doxed Onision. But because it's Chris Hansen, no one really says that. No one is really saying that. And by the way, I've seen, I'm not going to give specifics because I think this is still something that's being looked at. But I saw someone just do a total dump on Onision and his family. Doxed his sister.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Yes,
up.
People were showing me that. I'm like, that's so fucked. And someone's just sitting there laughing. Like, the we're getting to a point where people can justify any action against him, and it's getting into the guilt by association realm.
There's a reason why, well, guilt by association, 100%. I was always being called,
but even like
a pedophile enabler when I was his friend.
Sure, I understand, but even like just someone who happens to share the genetics with him.
Yeah,
they're getting doxxed now.
Yeah, people, because there's people who are genuinely concerned. Okay. There are people who are genuinely concerned, and there are people who are out for blood, right? And they don't care if it's the right way to do it. They just want to do it. They just want to, like, they might fuck up the entire process by trying to hang him in a court of public opinion because they do more illegal shit than he did.
By the way, guys, I'd like to welcome Chair Bisky to the show.
Hey.
I'm glad that loser left and stopped sitting on him. Now we're getting to the real star of the show, guys. Everyone, thumbs up for Chair Bisky. He's intelligent, good looking, and what?
Always upstage.
What the fuck?
You're always upstaging, Chair Bisky.
What? Chair Bisky wanted to come in for a minute. Sorry, I had to turn something off.
Oh, Chair Bisky wanted it, huh?
Yeah.
Chair Bisky wanted it, not the people. Wow. Not the people.
Wow.
Hey, you just got a new member.
CJ Holiday. That's the home.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So this is a few days old, so most people have already heard it. But I wanted to get our reaction to the full Onision 911 call when Chris Hansen came up and started knocking on his door. I think he probably should have called the non-emergency number. I mean, if someone's on your property and you want them to leave, it's your right to tell them to leave. But I don't think that's an emergency. I think 911. If Chris Hansen had a gun in his hand and was knocking on his door, then that's 911.
I mean, you can't argue either way. Here's the thing: you call the emergency line 911 if you feel like there's an emergency.
No, that's not true. And people have been prosecuted for calling 911 when they felt it was an emergency when it wasn't. For wasting time and clogging up the 911 lines.
Well, if somebody's at your doorstep and they're not leaving, you don't know their intent.
Well, he didn't ask him to leave.
You did not ask him to leave?
No, here it is.
Okay,
let's
watch.
911, what are you reporting?
Hi, there's a person who's been stalking me online and they just showed up to my house.
What's your address? Is that a house?
Yeah.
Okay. And they're outside now?
Yes, they're knocking on my door.
Okay. And do you know if they have any weapons?
I feel bad for Onision's pets.
They have a bunch of camera people.
Because someone's
like
banging
YouTube,
on the door and they're not
YouTube
answering
stalkers.
It? Most dogs would do this if someone was banging
no
on the door
seen?
Not getting answered.
Yeah.
I didn't.
And by the way, I'm not showing the video. I don't want to trigger anything. I hear, over at Chris Hansen's channel, he had a content manager that is flag happy.
He has a different opinion on fair use. Actually, his opinion on fair use is strikingly similar to Onision's opinion on fair use.
How ironic.
I see any weapons. I just saw six guys in my driveway, and one of them is knocking on my door.
Okay. One second here.
I've gone
and
to his
the
house.
One that's knocking on your...
And those dogs have been like outside in the yard because like the dogs go outside. I wonder what would happen if the dogs were out there and Chris Hansen showed up. If the dogs were out there and he was out there and he was agitating the dogs while they're out there, like does Onision let the dogs back into the house and avoid them somehow? Like that's. Or do they just let the dog? What do you do in that situation?
I'm not sure what you mean. I mean, they would have had access to Chris Hansen.
The dogs could have, if they were outside.
So
the
fence surrounds the house?
Well, there's no fence around the house.
They let the dogs run?
It's a big yard and it's far away from main traffic. The dogs stay around the house.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know how to address that.
Yeah, I wonder what you would have to do. Just let them sit out there and bark?
Or is he the main one that you said has been stalking you?
Yes, he's a stalker. He's yelling. He's yelling things at me through the door right now.
Okay, and what do we know his name at all?
It's Chris Hansen.
God damn it.
There's a few gems in this recording. That's one of them.
Okay. H-A-N-S-E-N?
H-A-S-E-N, yeah. H-A-N-S-E-N.
And then C-H-R-I-S?
C-H-R-I-S, yeah.
Okay, is he white, black, Asian, Hispanic?
He's white.
Okay, do we know
how
old he is?
He's older. He's like probably 58, 60,
okay,
something like
how
that.
Tall?
Probably 5'10", 5'11".
Okay.
I don't know. He actually looks pretty tall.
Well,
let's take a guess.
That is pretty tall compared to a
6'2".
6'2"? Okay.
Yep.
Then medium or heavy?
He's skinnier.
What color hair?
Yeah, because I noticed this guy that he hangs out with, he's noticeably taller than this other guy.
Yeah, he's a lawyer.
Yeah, and I doubt this guy is like super, super short. He's probably just average height, you know?
Blondish gray.
Okay, and are you able to see what he's wearing or no?
I think he's wearing a black jacket.
Okay.
I have a security camera.
Uh-huh. Can you see what color pants?
He's wearing a black jacket, black pants. His hair is gray. He's still yelling things at me through the door.
Okay, black jacket, black pants. Can you hear what he's yelling?
Oh, this is great. This is great.
No.
Okay.
Oh, he's saying, I want your side of the story, Greg. My name's not even Greg.
My name's not even Greg. My name's not even Greg.
It's James. It's James. His name was Greg for the majority of his life.
How dare you dead name somebody, Benjamin?
My name's not Benjamin anymore. Actually, I just changed it right before you said that.
I'm so sorry.
You
I
insensitive
am so sorry.
Piece of shit.
Ben, I am so sorry. Live your truth. What's your new name?
Oh, it's back to Benjamin now.
Okay, Benjamin, live your truth.
No, I actually changed it again.
Well, this is confusing.
You deadnamed me again.
When he was at Joe's birthday party, when he was at Joe's birthday party in July, he was in the kitchen and Joe's mom was there and he was introducing himself to Joe's mom as James. And I hadn't caught on that he was actually serious.
You thought
about,
he was joking?
Because I thought he was
giving people fake names? Because
like the last time we had hung out with him, he had said he's changing his name to James to like the other people around. I wasn't listening. So
it's
I thought
James.
It was a joke. I thought it was all a joke. And then he was in front of his mom and then he was like, yeah, Joe's mom is, yeah, I'm James. I was like, yeah, I'm James too. And I guess that's where that's where things started getting fucked up.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that and how you kind of thought it was weird.
I didn't know he was serious.
I heard they changed their kids' names too. I'm not going to say names. I'm just going to say I heard they did too.
Yeah.
I heard like they're just all about the name changing over there.
Maybe they'll go into witness relocation. Maybe they'll get lucky and be on some mafia hit list.
That's okay. What are they witnesses to?
I don't know, Chris Hansen coming to
That's
attack
not a
them
crime.
At their home?
I mean, he's allowed to come to their door, but he has to leave if they tell him to leave. But I think they just hid from him and just called the cops. And I disagree. This is not a reason to call 911. This
okay.
is not.
I don't care. It's already
said. What is your last name?
Charge him with illegally calling the cops.
Okay. Who last of cares? Jackson, first of James is what I heard. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's saying, I just want to talk through the door.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
Do you think she realizes that it's the Chris Hansen from TV?
No, she'd ask him what race he was and stuff. She doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
That's just probably part of, you know, their job. She just probably has to do that normally, regardless.
Right, right. She has to be, like, unbiased and just get the information.
Yeah.
Okay, and... What is your best callback number?
Be funny if he's like,
okay,
he keeps on saying for me to take a seat.
Weapons in the home, James.
Take a seat over here.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm a little disappointed in Onision for not making a counter video out his window. Like, just like taking like one of his chairs out of his window and throwing a chair out the window and be like, have a seat. That'd be fucking hilarious. How often do you have Chris Hansen at your doorstep? I couldn't not fuck with him.
The last video I saw that Onision put out was on Oh Bro. And it was this really bad CGI animation of R. Kelly and Michael Jackson crying to each other, voiced by Onision.
What a fucking weird video.
And you know, for a while, he was making videos that made it seem like Kai dumped him and he was living in a hotel. So that's another strange thing, because Jeff thought that Chris Hansen was living in a hotel.
Yeah.
And then Onision was trying to make people believe that he was living in a hotel.
I never know.
But
never
obviously, know. That was all a sham.
And
was
he
it?
Said,
or did maybe they got back together? I really don't know.
No, that same day when he came to his house, he had released a video insinuating that he was in a hotel.
That there's roughly five more people there with cameras.
Yes.
You're very skeptical when it comes to Onision, but you're not so much about a lot of things.
Dude, I'm always fucking skeptical.
What?
Always. 100% always skeptical.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Second here.
I love your idea, Billy. Like, it would be funny if you just open up the door and put a chair out there and just said, take a seat and close the fucking door. Take a seat over here.
Do you know what he's talking about? Like, why he was stalking you or anything like that?
Or he lets Chris Hansen in, and then he's in a suit, and then he's like have a seat, and then have Kai in the kitchen, like, I am making some Kool-Aid and cookies. I'll be right out. How often do you get this opportunity? You really fucked up, Onision. You really fucked up.
Could have made some gold.
Yeah.
So the operator asked him, do you know why he's stalking you? And I don't think Onision actually answers this question.
Yeah, there's like a...
Oh, dude, his explanation of this is so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. We've got a super chat. Yeah.
It's protocol to ask all those questions, but I really, really hope that doxing doesn't screw up anything. Chris has got so much on him, and the girls that came out to tell their story, everything would go down the drain. I mean, Onision, I think, recently was making the point that he was being bullied by people. Like, he's like, I'm the one being bullied here. I'm the one being cyber-stalked. You got to look at his side of things from the way he's looking at it, and it's ridiculously crazy. But then, like, what if you go to court and you can't convince the jury, and he somehow convinces the jury that he was the victim, and then he gets some sort of restitution out of this? What the fuck?
I don't see that happening.
I don't either, but like, you have all these people online who are trying, like, the leaking his family's docs and stuff.
Well, what they'll try to do is they'll try to select jurors for that trial that have no idea who Onision is at all.
And they might be able to do that, but when Martin Shkreli went to court, have you seen his court documents? There were so many people they tried to select, and people were like, he looks like I want to punch him in the face. He has a punchable face. That guy's a fucking twerp. So many people are biased against him. It's going to be that Onision situation. You're going to be wading through,
and
these documents are going to be laughable all the way through because how many people fucking hate him?
People hate him, though, because of his actions. He has charisma, and that's how he was able to attract people, but now people see past it at this point. I don't think Martin Shkreli has that. Martin Shkreli does have a punchable face. That's why they made him the thumbnail for that Netflix thing, because you're like, I don't know who that guy is, but I hate him.
Yeah.
Onision didn't have that. Onision, even though he was kind of an asshole, for a while had a certain charm to him. I wasn't a fan, but I could see how people were, you know, and then that deteriorated. But
I wasn't a fan of Onision. I was never a fan of Onision.
It was the backlash against him that caused that. That's why. That's why it's different.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people in the driveway.
Okay.
But he, I have an someone that I there's a an 18. No, I think they're 19. A 19-year-old who I didn't want to hang out with. I didn't want to be around them.
There was a 19-year-old. I like how he moved it up 1 year. That I didn't want to hang out with. How does this make sense at all? that I did that I didn't want to hang out with. This is like when he was on the couch here trying to explain his wetlands thing to me, where he's like using this weird wordplay to explain something to make it not sound.
When I finally had the talk with him after the Sarah stuff came out, and I was like, man, like, tell me your side of the story. And this is what he did to me too. He said the same type of stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, I can't, dude.
They have PTSD, and their stuff was, their mental disorder was like really affecting my life in a negative way. And so I said I didn't want them in my life anymore. And they went to this person and said a bunch of mean things about me. And so now this person's trying to like aggressively pursue me in a really hateful way. As a result.
In a really hateful way.
Okay, so you said they're from YouTube, though. So is it like a show that they do, or?
It's a live stream. I've already talked to a lawyer.
So, I mean, the real answer to that question is yes, they do a show. But I like how he doesn't answer it yes or no. He's like, it's a live stream. He's hoping she doesn't know what a live stream is. So, like, he can keep distance from what's going on so he can just get the cops out there.
Well, everything he says here is a recorded, documented admission from him, right? Because he's talking to 911. This all could be held against him in court if he says something damning, right? So everything he's saying, he's very careful how he's saying it, so it makes him look like the least guilty party, right?
About slander and stuff. This guy's really, really hateful towards me.
Okay. And are you able to see what type of vehicle they arrived in?
No, they parked way down the street, which is really sketchy.
Okay.
They're standing out next to my SUV right now.
Okay. We're working on getting units out there as quickly as we can. Just go ahead and keep your doors locked. Do you feel comfortable disconnecting the line until we arrive? And then if anything changes, calling us back?
It should be fine. We're just hiding away from the windows.
Okay. If anything changes before we arrive, please call us back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
911, what are you reporting?
Hi, I'm calling back. I reported some people who showed up at my house. They're trespassing and they're online.
What's the address there? So your call here, sir, has something changed on scene there?
Just waiting for the police to show up. They're still in my driveway.
Okay, it is still showing here on my screen, and law enforcement has been advised. If anything does change or escalate, call us back, okay?
Are you guys going to show up?
Sir, it has been sent to the officers. They have to drive to you.
Yeah, the operator doesn't show up. They're not the police. They're just the call center for the police, basically.
The dogs have gotten used to Chris Hansen and his team being there by now. They're no longer barking.
They're probably not knocking on the door anymore, too.
Yeah.
Okay. If something escalates, call us back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah, he should never call, like, that second one, if the first one was a misunderstanding, the second one is like, you shouldn't call 911 twice if nothing's happening. Like, nothing was happening. If anything, it de-escalated because he wasn't knocking on the door anymore. I don't know.
Somebody in chat says Onision deserves everything that happens to him. I think we all deserve everything that happens to us.
What if nothing
world.
Happens to
exactly.
him?
Exactly.
What
if because like everybody's like, how could you support him for so long? And it's like, there's so many people online that want to see Onision fail and get taken down that they are quick to jump to conclusions. They're quick to press misinformation out there. They're quick to push all this shit that makes them look like they're fanatics. So when they were trying to give me information about things going down, it looked like it was fanatical anti-hate stuff. And I ignored most of it because I'm like, this is, I know some of this not to be true. So this other stuff here, is it not true as well? And then I took Sarah's word for things when they're saying Sarah's being groomed, and Sarah's like, I'm not being groomed. And I'm like, okay, then I'm going to take Sarah's word because I don't see any other real proof here. And I talked to other people who were in on the inside and had seen that relationship, and they said They didn't see anything necessarily grooming in it either. So I took their word. And then I kept being friends. And then all of a sudden, Sarah's like, oh, by the way, I was lying. And she shows the video of her before she makes that statement saying that she's not being groomed or whatever and how hard it was for her to make. And she's crying. And I'm like, I wish I would have seen this shit fucking a year and a half ago. It's shitty, but when people are out there attacking something and you're using shit that might not be correct or effective all the way through, and you're trying to give this information to somebody like me who is kind of like on the inside of things, and you got shit terribly wrong, and I'm supposed to like take the stuff that I don't know about as truth when I see the stuff I do know about as wrong, it's very fucking hard to take some random stranger's word for it when you have somebody telling you their side of the stories, as in Onision, and I'm getting his side directly there, and I'm like, okay, I could see how this could be a misunderstanding. Okay, I could see how these people could be a little fucking crazy. And if he has all this stuff of people going and attacking him and doxing his family out there, and there's documented evidence of Chris Hansen's guy Vincent doing shit to attack Onision and drudge up a hate towards Onision, you have this stuff here, and they take him to court, and then Onision can show where people were directly attacking him when they could have gone through the avenue of going to the police and actually doing it the right way, and they destroy this case because of that type of behavior, then Onision's not going to get what's coming to him because people are trying to go out of order in the way you legally have to do things. You might fuck this up.
I do think that Vincent, there's a good chance Vincent is the one who leaked everything. I'm not saying for sure. I'm saying there's a good chance because his behavior has shown a lot of poor choices. I mean, there's a lot out there. There's a whole rabbit hole with that. You guys can look that up. Vincent got Chris Hansen a bad name before the Onision thing. I definitely check that out, because recently Chris Hansen apologized for Vincent, and I don't know what Vincent's status is. I don't know if he was on the stream tonight with Chris Hansen or what.
I'm not sure. I'll probably figure that out soon. We'll see. I think Chris Hansen initially was awesome for giving voices to the people, and hopefully it continues to be that way. Hopefully it doesn't turn into a circus and a four-view situation.
People in the chat were telling me to mute you, Billy.
Well, then mute me.
Nah.
Like, I don't listen. I would have done it then if I listened to everything they tell me to do. I'm just telling you so you can respond to why they would say that.
Yeah, if you want me muted, then let's go listen to this phone call again. All I'm saying is it's... If you want Onision to get what he deserves, then do it the fucking right way. You don't have people acting out of turn, destroying his family on the side to get to him. If people who are getting doxxed that are just related to him for no fucking reason because they're his sister, mom,
yeah,
stuff like that.
His whole family, it seems.
Yeah, like... If you're allowing people on that side to do that sort of stuff in the name of, well, anything he deserves, anything he gets, you can't just support that shit.
Can't Trubisky tell Dusty the Cockatiel that he's a beautiful, 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 beautiful fucking bird?
Dusty the Cockatiel, you're a beautiful, 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 beautiful fucking bird.
You missed one.
Beautiful again.
I'm not defending abusers. I'm not defending Onision here. I'm defending the privacy of his family. I'm defending like the bullshit that's done in the name of taking down Onision. That's what I'm defending. Not fucking get Onision all you fucking want. Do it the right way. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong because I've seen people fucking attack people around him and shit over the last year and a half. Maybe you know what? Maybe if you're Onision's mom, you deserve to be doxxed and attacked. Okay? Fuck Onision's mom. Fuck Onision's sister. Fuck everybody. Everybody because of what Onision did. Everybody. If you came out of Onision, if Onision came out of your pussy or into your pussy and you're not speaking out against him, fuck you. You're doxxed. It's fucking stupid to attack everybody around him because you can't get to him.
Right, but not everyone's doing that.
Not everyone.
Very few.
Yeah, but you can't just blindly support that shit and be like, well, it's okay. It's for the greater good. It's for the greater good.
No, you can't do that.
And you that shit pisses me off.
You can be on the side of him being held accountable and not be on the side of him getting doxxed and his family getting doxxed and all of that.
There's a way to do this, and it's being done. I hope you got fucking these girls getting their platform to speak. I know for a fact that Shiloh didn't feel comfortable speaking. She didn't for a long time. And then because of everything that's gone down recently, she's out there talking. And she's getting her story out and people are seeing that finally. I know for a fact.
Did you see that?
What was that?
That's a nice donation. I like that.
What was that?
That's pretty good. Is it gonna bring it up on the screen? What the fuck? I think it does, but there's such a delay. That was pretty good. We'll read it later if it doesn't show up. It was someone. It was one of my tranny prostitutes.
Hot.
You know, let's cap this off. Any final thoughts or anything like that?
That's just the end of the.
That's the end of the calls and everything.
Okay. Yeah.
I agree with Billy.
I mean, we've covered a lot on the last one, yeah. And I just wanted to play this because it shows the call and everything, and you don't normally hear that side of things. So
yeah, I mean, it was pretty funny.
I like the my name's not even Greg. I like that. That was the best part.
Do you know who it's Chris Hansen?
It's Chris Hansen.
You know who was at the door? It's Chris Hansen.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I like that moment. I don't know if I can play this next video.
People still hate Onision because he is clearly a sociopath that manipulates everybody around him. He's a toxic person. Yes, we've known that for a decade. Yes, he is. He is. He manipulates everybody around him.
I don't know if he's a sociopath or not.
I know he's definitely disconnected from humans.
Had an evaluation, like a mental evaluation that you know of?
I mean, just based off of my interactions with him, Shane Dawson said that one thing he thought was weird about Onision was that he wouldn't look servers in the eye, waitresses and waitresses in the eye, right? I brought that up to him one night when we were at a fucking Denny's, and his answer was, I'm just never going to see these people again. I don't know why I would look them in the eye.
That is a pretty weird answer.
It's like, okay, it's just kind of like decency, right?
Here's the thing, like... If you ever go see a mental health professional for the first time, they do like an evaluation on you. And a lot of times they'll come up with a diagnosis because they'll ask you questions that help them determine. I'm just saying that's the only way I would officially say someone has a specific mental illness. Because I don't know. You can look at it as someone who's not a professional and say, well, like, I know that these are the symptoms of it. And that and yeah, that does sound pretty that sounds
I don't know exactly
kind of sociopathic to
yeah,
me.
I don't know exactly what he has. I don't know exactly what it is, but I do know that he has issues, fucking issues with relationships.
I'm never going to see these people again.
Yeah, he's got issues with relationships with people. He's got maybe some trust issues because he doesn't know who wants to hang around him just for his YouTube fame.
He doesn't really have.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
But I think he always was questionable of his relationships with people forever, and he always kind of felt like he was it was his responsibility to take care of the check and take care of the people around him, and if he didn't do that, then he didn't have value to them or something. It was always a weird thing going on with him where he felt obligated to be in control. And I don't know, that it's got to be stemmed from some sort of issue or condition. I don't know. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm just a fucking fat guy who loves hanging out with narcissists.
Holy shit. Now, this next video, I don't know if I can play it. I'm surprised it's still on YouTube. It is age restricted where it is on YouTube right now. I really don't want this video to get get age restricted. We can just talk about it, or I can play the audio from it.
How much of the video?
There's no nudity in the video. It's a video of Gail Cord Schuler. Sitting in the bathtub. You can only see her from, she's wearing a shirt. You can only see her from from her elbow up, and she's shaving her pubes. And in the video, you see her shaved off pubes, and she puts them in a package, addresses it to the White House for Melania Trump, and mails it to the White House.
What the fuck? Now, we can't watch this video.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it. You want to hear it?
Let's go for audio again.
All right, so this is audio only. I'm going to play it here. I'll be able to see it, but...
Melania Trump, you're crazy. You're crazy.
Is she on Seroquel here?
She's calling Melania Trump crazy.
Is there a screen?
And she's shaving her pubes on YouTube right now.
Is there a screenshot of this that we could see without exposing anything?
Yeah. Hold on.
Show everyone her pubes.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to show the
everyone
pubes.
Everyone wants to see.
No, that's the part that'll...
that's the bad part. Oh,
yeah, Shibisky. Yeah.
I can't show my pubes on my...
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
all right.
I think
I'll
you
keep
can...
that in mind.
I mean, when they're not attached to you, that's even not, like, that's not as bad, but it's still like, you're like telling them you're like putting your pubes on YouTube. I don't know. It's the video's age restricted. And when you get a video age restricted, it goes nowhere. It gets no recommendations or anything like that. Hold on. I'm taking a screenshot. At least, let me see. I will do. All right. Shit. How am I going to do this? Whoa.
Hey, CJ Halliday with that fire merch.
Oh, man.
Sweet Boy Gang for life.
That's awesome.
Got the manatee shirt.
That's awesome. Billy drew that live.
Yeah, I drew that on the live stream.
Yeah, because he plugged in his tablet and used his pen to draw something cool.
Hand-drawn merchandise.
Yeah. So, I got to be careful about how I do this.
Need a sweet boy lingerie?
All right, so here's Gail in her tub.
Oh,
right?
God.
Oh, yeah, this is more than we need.
This is Gail in her tub.
This is more
than we need.
You're crazy, Melania. You're crazy.
Oh, God.
All right,
We might get age restricted just from listening to the bathwater slosh around.
No.
It's so gross.
I'm covering the bottom because YouTube will not allow this video, Melania. I've got to be decent here.
you got to at least keep your decency.
You are crazy. You're really crazy, but... Hey,
I'm going to make
man,
a video of me shaving my pubes and calling Gail crazy. This is going to be awesome.
Trump.
It's my next video.
Nuts. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're... I really... I actually think you look better than me. I think you're sexier than me. I don't know what I'm all hung up about.
Wow.
So Gail got a crush on Melania. Dude, this is interesting. Man, I wish we had a psychologist to evaluate this.
Oh, to evaluate Gail?
And her, what she's saying now, you know?
She's...
like, maybe it's a repressed attraction that is creating this entire fantasy in her mind.
Or maybe she's just looking out for Melania and needs to send her some of her pubes.
So I even wore makeup.
So the pheromones will allow her to attract better mates.
Because I'm trying to show you that I am not competing with you. Okay.
God, I don't know what these sounds are.
Her shaving.
Crazy.
It sounds like her pubes are made of Brillo pad steel wool.
You see this?
No!
See that? You happy now? You happy? I'm shaving it off.
Ben's
for
happy.
You happy?
Mmm.
Let go. Get rid of... Say so Donald cute. Trump, and don't you dare harm my men. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Okay. Okay, I'm putting
She's
it in here.
She's talking to Melania?
She's putting it in a bag.
Do you
yeah.
think the Secret Service are going to visit Gail?
Why would they do that?
She's sending the First Lady pubes. That's questionable. That's very questionable.
I'm covering my return address because I don't want people to know where I live.
Yeah, covered in pubes.
This is going to be mailed to you, okay? This is going to be mailed to you.
Damn it.
Yeah, and it has...
She's definitely going to open it. She's
it has the address for the White House on
Quit
it.
Quit playing your games. Quit playing your games. All right?
Playing your games. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
All of the mail that shows up addressed to anyone in Donald Trump's family gets screened. Like, 100%.
So is there like an intern that's going to open up
yes.
this bouquet
yes.
of yuck?
Yes.
Ugh.
Okay.
Oh God! It says she's showing the letter, and it says, "Dear Melania, you are not my president, Gail." And then it has like a little clump of her pubes sitting on top.
I want to vomit
of the letter,
hey, Melania.
I'm trying to vomit
some
right
of the
now.
Pubic hair. If you know, and I forget what they call
oh
it.
Oh my
but...
God! This is so gross.
This is some of my pubic hair.
This is so
I don't know all this
disgusting.
Pervert language. So anyway,
this pervert language
this is going in here.
Yeah, she's putting it into an envelope. She's putting the pubes into an envelope.
Along with some more.
Oh, there's more pubes.
This is really disgusting.
But why are you doing it?
What?
Why?
It's biological.
Oh, she said
wolf
it's
hair.
Disgusting.
I don't want to
what
show
I don't
this.
Get is whether she likes Melania or not. She's like going back and forth.
It's
like,
kinda
don't
weird,
harm my men
it?
And you're beautiful.
Because
yeah.
she has it in her mind.
Don't be my president.
She has it in her mind that Melania thinks she's coming for Donald Trump and that she's worried. Melania's worried that Gail's going to take her husband from her. And Gail's trying to be like, look, I don't want your husband. Here's some of my pubes. Just sneak them into his coffee. And he'll love you as much as he wants me. It's just a little crush.
You're crazy, Melania. Here's my pubes.
I could have my video channel taken down for this nonsense, Melania.
Then don't
okay?
do it.
You're going to be getting this letter, too.
Oh, God. This is
a
certain
return
dominance,
address
though.
Because I don't want people to know where I live. Okay.
So. Yeah, you said that.
The Secret Service is going to know where you live.
Yeah.
When they get what could be anthrax-laden vagina curls. Vaginal...
Gail's vagina just emanates anthrax naturally.
I'm vomiting in my own mouth. Oh, this is so gross.
Do you see it too, Billy?
No, I don't even see it.
No, okay.
I think not seeing it makes it worse. I think just hearing the sloshing, slapping, and...
She's out of the tub now, by the way.
Okay, good.
Yeah, she's out of the tub. And she's putting a letter together.
My baby, she wrote me a letter.
Oh, there it is.
Lonely days are gone. I'm coming home, my baby. She wrote me a letter.
I'm going to be folding this up and I'm going to be putting it in the envelope, too.
No. No.
Okay. I put the envelope in there and you're getting the letter you deserve. Dear Melania, you are not my president.
Oh, God.
Okay? Someone's going to pull that out and the pubes are going to fall out. And they're going to be like, what the fuck is this?
You are not my president.
No, they don't want to know what it is. That's one of those things where you just want to be woefully ignorant.
The people that open the president's mail.
You're a pervert. You know that? You're a pervert.
My girl.
You're a pervert.
My girl just shaved her pubes off and put them in an envelope to send to the first lady.
And also put a video on YouTube of her
and
doing
now
it.
She's kink shaming the first lady for being a pervert?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Okay. It's all in here.
I think at this point I can show the video because there's no more pube in the video. So, here we go.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
No! Oh! God! No! Why is she licking the envelope full of pubes? Dear God! That envelope has kids! Leave it alone! Jesus Christ! Oh! God damn it! She licked that fucking envelope full of pubes! Why? Oh! Oh my God.
You happy now, pervert?
No, I'm terribly unhappy, Gail. I am sick to my stomach unhappy. I am physically ill unhappy, Gail.
You happy?
No!
All I can say is enjoy your time in hell, because that's where you're going.
This was hell. This was hell.
Enjoy your time in hell.
Kill me or my men, or if you kill Donald Trump and you get away with it, enjoy. I'm sure God has the hottest spot in hell waiting for you.
Here she goes.
Oh, all right.
Putting it in the mailbox.
Here goes the letter. You see that, Melania?
Oh, my God.
See that?
She's doxing Melania.
Stinking letter.
No, it is a stinking letter. It's full of pubes.
I'm not showing the return address.
Yeah, you've said that.
We
you've
get that, Gail. You don't genius. Have to. I think you know what happened? Whoever gave her this idea was like, make sure not to show the return address, Gail, because we're going to make sure this video gets put out to the galactic interface of the Melania's. What the fuck could be going on through Gail's head to make her do this? This is ridiculous.
Okay, I'm mailing your letter. There it goes. Now release Trump. I've done what you want. No, so release Trump. You get it, Melania? Release Trump.
Okay, so she did it because she wants Melania to release Trump. Melania is a Jesuit under Lori McBride.
Hey, Jeff Holliday, right there. Thanks to Jeff Holliday.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Thanks to Jeff Holliday.
Isn't that great? Yeah, he's one of Gail's patrons.
Jeff Holliday.
Did you know when Egghead was doing his streams the other night, I gave him some money to drink bath water from his bathtub?
Yuck, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, Egghead, sweet boy. How does he quench his thirst? How does he quench his thirst?
Check this out. Someone just sent this in.
Yeah, I guess we finally found a bathtub grosser than Egghead's. It's the one that Gail used to put her anthrax pubes in to send to the first lady. Gail is the last lady. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
G-Willikers. G-Will-Ickers.
All right. So now we're gonna play a video from Tila Tequila.
Hey!
Who stepped it up to the next level, you know what I mean?
She is on a higher realm right now. She's gone Super Saiyan.
Kind of, yeah, yeah. It's a, she's reached her final form. Well, maybe
this
not.
Might not even be her final form.
Yeah, I remember like Majin Buu. I'm like, how many fucking forms does this thing have?
Yeah.
I was surprised.
We are on her next form.
All right.
What's up, guys? So, don't worry. This sermon ain't gonna be a
Did she say salmon? This salmon?
Sermon.
Oh.
Because, listen, let me tell you what my sermons are about. There's some videos that...
Sounds like she's saying salmon.
...that are about, like, you know, punishment for the wicked, warning y'all. And so I got to deal with them in certain ways when they're, like, the beast of the field and everything. Like, they got to know who's the boss. So I got videos like that.
Tony Danza.
So for all y'all Christians Mona. Who are, like, confused, you know what I'm saying?
Angela.
I pray in the name of Jesus Mona that the Lord will open your eyes so you understand more of, like, what he's doing through me. So when I have, you know, those videos...
So I just want to critique just the video for a second here. Is this the best angle? And
no, this is a reminder that she at one point in time made her infant child stare into the sun. This is a reminder that she's the one that believes sun gazing to be of holy connection, spiritual connection, and then made her young child infant child stare directly into the sun to the point where it started rubbing its fucking eyes yeah. from damage. A baby that yeah. can't even talk and articulate, that can only take the direction of staring towards the sun from their own mother and then turn away like goddamn Baby Yoda after a nuclear blast. It was the worst.
That video that we watched where she had a gun, was that a real gun?
I don't know. The weight of it looked to be too light to be a real gun because she was holding it way too... easily.
It's for like the pit of hell demons, you know, so you gotta deal with them in a different way. But
she's the wife of Jesus Christ, she's strong
anyway. So this video is on a more
she obviously
positive
picks
note.
These angles on purpose
to wash out her face.
No, because she has some weird thing with the sun. She thinks it should be in the fucking video. Isn't it every video like this with her, just about fucking all bright and, you know, I think she does that on purpose.
Not every video, but she does pick some bad lighting.
So
she's got the weirdest laugh. It's evil. It's one of the most evil laughs. It's fake too. It's like
it's crazy how anointed I am, because let me tell you what just happened. Another testimony that Father God is in fact using me. So everybody, you know, who's like,
is there another tornado?
Maybe it's saying this, the N word, like, anyways, whatever. So the Lord leads me to all kinds of hoods. Like, I'll be living in the hoods because a lot of people in the hood need help, bro. They got lots of problems.
Now she's from the hood.
So I've been going from hood to hood, helping out people. And so there's this like new person I'm helping out, and you know, all these things that, you know.
Remember when she had the dude come in to like put her furniture together for her? Do you remember that?
I don't remember, but I slightly recall, but I don't.
And she's
really...
like, I think he might be the devil. Like somehow she talked this dude into like coming into her apartment and doing all this shit for her.
Yeah, I really.
She told me, she literally told me just now, like, oh yeah, the girl that I healed her daughter the other day that was sick because Satan was trying to come at them,
Satan.
You know, bro, and then I came up
Satan.
In there like...
Satan.
Yeah, sound like Satan. Yeah.
Satan.
Satan.
My children, in the name of Jesus. I am playing with y'all, bro. I am playing with you, nigga.
Oh,
in the
damn.
Name of Jesus.
Yeah, that's
no, really...
plastic. God. Is that the gun you were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't playing with
that
y'all,
like plastic. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Father God is very angry. He ain't having none of that anymore. So anyway, so that her mother is like... Anyway, so I don't want to tell all their business, but she was like, you know, you're the only one. I've been trying to go find a church. Like, I've been trying to go to church, but I just don't like any of them. And it's so weird because last night I was crying and I was just wondering who I could talk to. And then I remembered you because you're literally the only person. Like, every time you pray for me, I feel something. Like, I feel something. It's just, it makes me feel something different. I've never seen it at any church before. I've never felt it at any church. Maybe I'm going to the wrong church. I don't know, but I've never felt the way I feel when you pray for me before, but from anyone, like at any.
Yes, she's got super prayers, you know? Like, her prayers mean more than other people's prayers, even more than G-Man. G-Man had his prayer journal, and that, you know, that helped. He found a bunch of money. Like, all he had to do was break open a safe, and it was, God just gave it to him.
Or when Gail, didn't she, like, pray and stole, like, a couch from her neighbor or something? What was
it?
Was, wasn't it a bed?
A bed,
yes, it was a bed.
She prayed and then had a bed show up for her that just
God gave me a bed.
Her neighbors.
Yeah, bed. That's great.
And it was like more confirmation. And then she offered me like a big old ham. And then I explained.
A big old ham. What?
Big old ham.
Some symbology behind that, because she went to the church and, you know, the church was giving her food, and so they gave her two big old chunks of like you know, like turkey, like the big hams. I thought she was talking about like sandwiched hams, but like an actual ham.
She said like a turkey. No, ham is not like turkey. Two completely different animals.
There is turkey ham, though.
Right. It's thinly sliced turkey. That's all it is, right?
I got two.
You know? Okay, yeah. So it's the same process. It's just. Different
did you
animal.
Want one? And I was like, oh, this is so funny because Father God is letting us know it's your season for meat. You know, because he said, due season, I'm going to feed you meat. And I said, the reason why I got double is because you're getting double. We are getting a double portion of meat, of blessings now. So,
She wants a double portion of meat.
A double. They're 2020. She's calling it double.
A double portion of meat.
She's living a double.
I'm coming for all you wicked demons, bro. Because she even said, listen, y'all know.
Look, listen.
Everywhere I go, even in my last old apartment, you know, when I baptized those people, they had Holy Ghost fire coming upon them. Even those little kids was like, what's that? Because they feel the tingles. They feel the fire. And then this girl was like,
was she throwing her little neighbor kids into actual fire? Did she she says she baptized them. Did she baptize them in like alcohol or something? Like, she's saying she baptized little kids at her old apartment.
Meat.
What is she? Is she baptizing them in hot meat grease?
Yeah.
What is she doing?
She's got a giant. She turned her bathtub into a giant deep fryer.
We have to question everything Tila Tequila does. We have to. For the safety of the children in her home and surrounding it.
Every time you come pray for me, I feel something. I'm like, yeah, it's God. You feel literally God. So the demons kept trying to harass her, especially because God is here. Look, he done shine his light even more. So I prayed for her, and it was so much fire. It was so much fire up in there. And then the Holy Spirit told me to actually go there. Like, first we were just praying. Then I like to lay my hands on top of their heads, because a lot of demons like dwell in people's minds and different parts of their body, but mostly they infest the people's minds with like depression, darkness. They keep them in prison, you know what I'm saying? So I put my hand Shibisky, there. And then,
you had scientist Landon Knowles on your show recently, right? Did he explain a lot of this stuff Tila Tequila's talking about to you?
Yeah, he was explaining all the demons in my head and stuff and how I need to pray them away.
I've never heard him say that.
He told me all about that kind of stuff. That's why I agree with everything she's saying.
Are
she's
you in Tila Tequila?
Obviously well educated.
Are you in Tila Tequila very much anointed?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we both have very strong praying powers, and I always pray for people to get tornadoes sent to their home and stuff that I don't like. Yeah. You know?
Should, Shibisky, you should shave off your pubes and mail them to Tila Tequila.
Oh, wait, you're talking about the. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Let's do it. Shave my ass hairs and send them to Tila. Tila, get ready.
Were you talking about his
PO box?
Crotch pubes or the facial pubes?
He made that joke.
Yeah, I could do this too.
Wait. Which one?
Oh, I meant crotch pubes.
Let's do both.
He should get, he should get the full Brazilian wax. You know what I mean?
Do like a Brazilian from eyebrow to toe hair.
They wax your butt crack too.
Oh, God. Just be completely hairless. Jesus Christ.
Would you? I couldn't do that. I couldn't have every hair on my body removed. That would fucking bother me. That would be so uncomfortable. Like, if you had to get rid of every hair on your body but one, what would you keep?
I have no idea.
Every hair but one?
Like one set of hair. One set of hair. No, like you can keep your mustache, you can keep your beard, you can keep the hair on your head, you can keep your eyebrows. I think I'd keep my eyebrows.
I feel like probably I want to keep my armpit hair.
I guess it doesn't really matter because I look...
You'd keep your armpit hair over your eyebrows?
Wait, oh, it includes my facial hair?
Yes,
well, I definitely need to keep my facial hair.
And the hair on your head.
And the hair on
your
head.
All of your hair.
I would go completely bald everywhere as long as I could keep these. I would freak out without my eyebrows.
Okay, so we're only talking about one little thing. Okay.
You're the opposite of Marilyn Manson, who has never had eyebrows since, like, the 90s.
Yeah, that would bother me so much.
I'll have only nose hair.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg
has never had eyebrows as long as she's been famous.
I can't do that.
Go look at her. Whoopi Goldberg has never had eyebrows.
I need my eyebrows.
It's so weird. And you know she shaves them off, or at least got like electrolysis or something.
Maybe she has a thyroid issue and they don't grow in fully.
I don't think it's a health-related reason. Mm-hmm. I think it's purely aesthetic, like her choice. And I don't understand. I don't understand why.
I feel like eyebrows are more important to me than eyelashes, but I totally forgot about eyelashes. Because I feel like lashes aren't hair, but they totally are, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, everyone looks weird with no eyebrows. So that's probably makes sense for that to be the one thing you gotta keep.
I'm so glad we have hair all over our bodies.
What if we had as much hair as, like, a chimp? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
Totally covered?
I don't know. I don't know if that's bad.
There's a rare gene that makes people into, like, werewolf-looking people.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those guys that have that?
Yeah.
I recommend all depression
not
to come out.
Everybody's got hair all over their bodies, Billy. Don't forget about Gail.
All spirit of condemnation, lies, you know, and then I release...
Condemnation? Is that like some condom store? Condemnation.
Yeah. Wait,
condemnation.
What's up, Condom Alert Nation?
Judgment on all the enemies. So listen, bro.
Condemnation.
I'm coming for every single one of you because, listen, I don't want to tell her business, but there was a lot of bad people that did bad things.
All right, I'm going to move on to something else.
Yeah, I think we've had enough Tila Tequila sunshine rendering.
Yeah, it's really bright.
Dude,
I'm starting to not be able to even see right.
You know what? This is very disturbing. Rev News and Shani are now offering adult-themed content through their Patreon. Billy.
Dude.
Billy.
I'm banned.
Billy.
Well, I'm out of here. Fuck this shit. Did he just go and lay down? Oh,
what
wait.
The
he doing?
Fuck?
What the fuck?
Oh, wow. What? That's right.
Well, that's right. There is a human growth hormone laden Slurpee in front of me here. We're going to build the very first cellular conglomerate of sugar and barf and raise our little T-cell baby out of... What is in that cup?
God. Howdy, folks. How the fuck is your new year going?
Is he drunk?
I hope.
That thing. The thing with the new year.
I hope
year,
he's
you know?
Drunk if he fucking runs his stream. This
hold up.
Fucking
like, oh, pause. Pause. New Patreon content coming. Rev and Shani Naughty Talks for $50.
I hope that's going good.
Listen to what he says about it, though.
Well, the title of the stream tells you everything you need to know, and I don't really even need to say anything, but you like content when you click on a video, so you're getting a video. So yesterday, I decided to wipe my Patreon, say, hey, what's up, Stumpy McGee? Stumpy McGee says hi.
See, Shibisky? Look who else has their camera super far away from them and looks all small in their box.
Shit, nah, on my streams, people can fucking see me. I just zoom it in. Dude, this guy's special. You could see his fucking dumb stream setup page. You see a live thing in the corner of his box. Like, nobody fucking knows it's live. He's Cannon.
The live like is, like, bigger than him. Like,
yeah, that's not how it is on my stream. It's nice and zoomed in so people can see my pretty face.
I made a hangout yesterday to talk to you about this.
Why'd
but honestly,
dark?
I didn't get a chance to get online because I had too much shit going on.
Okay,
so
get to the point.
What. Here you go. Patreon. I'm going to put a link in the chat.
Yeah, put that fucking link out there. Yeah.
I'm banned from this guy's chat. All I did was say one funny thing, and I get banned.
I'm effectively banned from his chat. Because I'm never going to go in his fucking chat.
Tommy's been in there.
My new year has been great. How about you? Yeah, Stumpy, ours is going starting off great, too.
Oh, yeah.
So there's the link to my Patreon.
Okay.
Now, Shannon and I periodically record videos, or I do. I do this.
I like how he corrected himself there.
Where it's off air, it's not a live stream, but I'm recording.
Uh-huh.
So we get some funny shit out of that. So what I'm going to promise you folks is that we're going to be making videos where there's stuff we can't say and stuff we can't do on YouTube.
Can't do.
Sexual stuff.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you. Thanks, Stumpy.
You hear Shanny in the background like...
So here's the thing. The way I'm going to work this is you go to my Patreon, the Homeless Fund, and give $50 a month, and you'll get our naughty video.
The Homeless Fund?
The ones that YouTube can't do nothing about. This money will still be going for homeless people. Just an FYI.
You mean so that you don't get homeless?
I don't know. It's going to homeless people. Are they going to go down to the streets and just give homeless people money? Like,
no.
What's their plan here?
I think they mean so that they're not homeless, I think.
So we're making asses of ourselves on the internet. For the homeless, $50 a month, and that gets you our naughty videos, naughty talks. So give me $50.
Maybe naughty actions.
Maybe naughty
actions. Maybe naughty actions. Maybe you eat my ass.
Maybe naughty actions.
This is,
we'll have to see that and see how it works out. You might just get a tit sucker.
Honestly,
something.
If I was homeless, yuck! Did he just say what I thought he said? Did he
they
just
couldn't
say?
Pay me $50 to watch that shit. It's more gross than Egghead and Gale's bathtubs combined.
Oh, he said you might just get a tit suck. You might just get a tit suck.
You know what you might just get. You might just get as far away from these two as possible. If I was homeless, I'd be like, no, man, keep your money.
I just get a tip or something like that. You don't know. That is the beauty of getting these videos, because you're not going to know what the hell is in them. Episode 1 is already up there. Not too much naughty stuff in it, just a little bit of naughty stuff. Not really bad. More fun than naughty, okay? So right now you can go to my Patreon, give $50 and see episode one of Red and Shanny Naughty Talk.
I happen to know that you don't like eggs.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm having an aneurysm right now from listening to this. I smell like the smell of egg salad right now.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if part of my brain is dying because of listening to this talk. I don't know what's going on. I might be having a stroke.
You're having a stroke.
I'm like, my body is falling apart between Gail's pubics, Tila Tequila's sun blinding background, and Rev and Shanny's four homeless naughty talks. I'm dying. I am dying right now.
It's pretty bad.
Okay. Do it right now. Go. Buy it. and go watch it. It's 15 minutes long. God bless you. I hope Jesus blesses you greatly.
With my homemade porn, the power of Christ will bless you with homemade porn from me and Shanny. Yep.
Is there like rotten mayonnaise in this room? Is that, could that be it? Why am I all of a sudden dying, Ben?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Michael Anderson Show. It's your host with the most, Michael Anderson. I'm here to talk at you, and today, I went out a little bit last night. I had about four drinks. I want to talk about something that happened to me. Okay.
This story is ridiculous.
Okay, so this bothers me because something that I've noticed about Europeans, and here's one of the reasons that I think that we should literally, I don't want fucking Europeans coming to this country. I don't. I don't identify with Europeans beyond my ethnicity. That's it. Which is interesting because a lot of Europeans do not even identify with their ethnicity. Here's the problem with when you have people, you know, that like there's a lot of people that are on the so-called alt-right, which I find I hate that term. They like, oh, we need more Europeans. Well,
I hate that term.
Here, we need to bring more Europeans here. Here's the problem is that the Europeans that can actually afford to get on a plane and fly to America, these are not people who like this country. They do not like this country.
I mean, they like it enough if they're going to come here. Maybe. See, I like it how a lot of people on the right, when they say this country, they mean their vision of this country.
Yeah.
But they position it as America so that when you're against their position, you hate America all of a sudden. So that this is what he's going to do. You're against this country because you think I'm a fucking idiot.
They do not like Europe. I don't care where they're from. The only decent people I ever met from Europe were from like, Romania? You know? And that's a big maybe. And that's if they're not gypsies. But
yeah. Yeah, you know what those types are like, right?
I'm not a big fan of HPV Mario.
HPV Mario?
By the way. So, you know, I met this this German guy and this Norwegian chick, okay, last night. I went to Dixie's in downtown.
He's so fucking ignorant, dude. The shit he says here is so stupid. Like, I could picture a guy like this drinking at a bar saying this kind of dumb shit to people.
Too many drinks than I should have. And I got in a conversation with them, and I don't remember what the fuck we were talking about, but basically this guy had red hair, red and blonde hair. He looked very, very Irish, you know? So I told him, he said he was German. And I said, you know, you don't look German, you look Irish. And he's like, what do you mean I look Irish? I'm like, well, I'm like, look, man, I got German.
You mean he looks Celtic, which isn't, Irish people are Celtic, but there's also Celtic people from Wales, from Scotland. There's Brittany over in France. There are red-haired people all over Western Europe. There's red-haired people from Spain. So, yeah, and he just happens to not fit the mold. He looks different than... I mean, do you think all Germans just have blonde hair and blue eyes? Are you that fucking ignorant?
That was the plan, right?
This person has... Yeah, that was.
Fuck.
But there's people from... And also, German is a nationality and it's a language and there's a culture to it as well, but it's not defined as this rigid Germans look this way, Irish look this way. There's plenty of Irish people that don't have red hair. It's not like you go to is this guy such an idiot? He thinks you step off the plane and literally it's 100% red-haired people in Ireland, like every person with the, you know, that has an Irish last name has red hair.
I'm sure he thinks that. He thinks
he's
everybody
a fucking idiot.
He thinks everybody in Europe is terrible except maybe Romanians that aren't gypsies.
Someone just said Celtic culture originated in southern Germany. Yes. Yeah. So he means Celtic, not Irish. Irish people are Celtic. Some have more Celtic ancestry than others.
German people in my family, like, German ethnicity wise, American blood wise. I'm a fucking.
You're American blood wise. What the fuck does that mean?
You know, I'm American blooded.
American blooded.
Yeah, you know, I'm American blooded.
I'm American blood wise.
I got more cholesterol in me than that fucking Euro DNA.
No, actually, if he did get a DNA test, I'm not assuming anything, but I'm guessing there's probably no Native American. And the rest would probably be European, right?
Maybe. He does have kind of like a Cro-Magnon look.
What are you trying to say?
Blood American.
He looked like a Geico caveman that got a glow over. A glow.
European people. They bother the fuck out of me, man. So he goes, well, you know, anybody can be German. He's like, if you come.
Right. German is a nationality. It's a language. And there is like German culture. Like there's different types of culture, like from different parts of Germany. And, you know, at one time there was like even more kingdoms within Germany. And Germany was divided into two countries for a very long time as well. So borders change. So German is a nationality. German is a language. German is a culture. They're not all one and the same. And there's not a specific way that Germans look, you know.
Come from Africa to Germany, you're German. And I'm like, what? I said, no. I said, ethnicity-wise, you don't look German. Okay? I was cool about it. I was just like, what are you talking about? I've noticed, by the way, this.
Yeah, because that's ignorant as fuck. It's ignorant. I'm sorry. You know, when people look at you like that, it's because you're fucking ignorant. Like, they think you're stupid. That's why. Sorry.
It's a thing with these people. It's very weird. Like, with their weird global homo sort of attitude.
Global homo attitude. What is this?
Is that like, fuck the world?
No homo, no mo.
I'm global homo. I want to fuck the world.
I was talking to this French girl, right? And she looked very French. She's beautiful.
Here he contradicts himself. He's so dumb, man. You should have either refilmed this or cut this next part out because it makes you look really dumb. You're going to say, oh, she looked French, but listen to what else he says.
And I looked at her. I'm like, you know, you look French. I thought she was Russian at first. I asked her, what's your ethnicity? She had an accent, right?
So you thought she looked Russian, but then you thought she looked French. Those two countries are really far apart from each other, by the way.
The difference between French dressing and Russian dressing isn't that different.
Right, but he's just proving my point that, like, yeah, people that look a certain way can come from very, very different places.
Yeah.
You know, French people, like, French is a romantic language that originates from Latin. And Russian is a Slavic language, and it's just totally different cultures.
And she goes, I said, are you Russian? And she says, no, no, no. She says, I'm French. And I said, oh, you know what? That totally makes sense. I mean, you look French. And I know this because my grandma was literally from France.
Literally.
She came here during World War II.
Literally.
When Hitler was doing his thing or whatever, you know?
Doing his thing or whatever.
Oh, my God. I've never heard
yada, yada, yada.
So nonchalantly. like usually when somebody is, like, talking about Hitler, they're either, like, very condemning of him or they're almost like, fuck yeah, you know, fucking good fight. He was totally right. But this guy's like, you know, he's doing his thing or whatever.
Doing his thing or whatever.
Like, so nonchalant Holocaust approval. What the
fuck?
Yeah,
like, seriously? He just glossed over the fact that his grandmother had to leave a war-torn continent where, you know, Nazi Germany was attacking France.
Yeah.
And had control of a large portion of France.
Occupied France.
Right.
And so I know what French people look like. I was like, I mean, she's beautiful. Not she didn't look like my mom, but she had.
There's red-haired French people, just like there's red-haired Germans. There's a whole portion of France. I believe it's called Brittany, and that's one of the Celtic. That's one of the big Celtic areas in the world, and there's a ton of red-haired people there. So yeah. You're so fucking ignorant.
Certain features.
Ignorant.
So I'm like, wow, you know what? Mm-hmm. Like, you kind of look like my mom, like, because my mom looks a little French.
Someone just said there's red-haired Algerians. Yeah, there's red-haired Syrians.
There's
too.
Red-haired Mexicans.
Yeah, it's probably Spanish origin. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I've met some before.
Yeah, you know. Louis C.K.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't think he has. Does he actually have ancestry that comes from Mexico?
I thought he did.
Or did he have American parents that just happened to raise him?
I thought he did have ancestry from Mexico.
Okay, I don't know.
She has a particular nose and eye color and things like that.
No, no. There is no country in the world where every resident has the same eye color. I mean, you can get kind of close with like China or something like that, though.
Yeah, well, China's like, hold my beer.
In the Eastern nations, like, there's not as much racial diversity, and then the further west you go, it gets more and more racially diverse. You know what I mean? And in Africa, but I think Africa is more diverse too, with like South Africa, and there's like you know, like Arabs living in the north. I don't know.
Facial features that I can recognize when I see a French person. She's like, what do you mean I look French? Anybody can be French. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, anybody can be French.
Anybody cannot be French. I happen to know so many people that are not French. Okay?
So anyways, the same thing happened with this German guy and this Norwegian.
Oh, it almost seems like someone that, you know, there's a common factor with all of these people. They all met someone that they thought was fucking stupid.
On a new episode of I Don't Get, I'm the Idiot.
Right. And he's going, what's the deal with these people from Europe? What's their problem?
Check. I said, you don't
look.
Should
be an intro or something.
She didn't look Norwegian.
I don't get, I'm the idiot. That was good.
Oh, she was like 5 feet tall.
That's how
I'm like, you don't look Norwegian. And the guy didn't look German, right? And they started telling me, oh, it's...
What if someone told you, because you got this, like, I'm American thing. What if someone told you don't look American? What would you say? They'd be like, I know an American that's from, you know... I mean, like, they could describe an American that they know that looks nothing like you. And they could be like, well, you don't look like an American. All the Americans I know look this certain way. You'd be throwing a fucking fit right now. But you do it to other people, right?
Yeah, because
if it was turned around on you, you would say that person was an asshole.
That's the arrogant American. That's like
Christ.
the arrogant American trope right there.
Right.
Anybody can be German, just like if, you know.
Yeah, he reflects poorly on us. They go back to their country and they're like, man, you wouldn't believe the assholes that I met.
I used to think Americans were only number one in military spending, incarceration, and believing in angels, right? Those are only the three things Americans were number one in, but there's a fourth. They're number one in believing they're number one.
What about our military?
Let's, defense. Military military spending, incarceration, and believing in angels.
Okay.
And maybe China is number one in believing they're number one, but that might be because they are number one.
Just like when the blacks came to America, to white America.
They came to America? Like they just came here on their own?
My dude.
I like how he glossed over, like, World War II and Hitler doing his thing, and he was kind of like, the blacks came to America.
No, Ben, you're tripping. The Plymouth Rock didn't land on Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Dwayne the Rock Johnson landed on the Plymouth Rock.
Yeah. They built a giant slingshot, shot themselves across the ocean.
America, you know, they're Americans. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. And they started
R.I.P.
being
to the Rock's daddy,
about
by
America.
The way.
Okay, so you got to listen to this part. So here's the point where he stops. He doesn't even tell us what they said. He starts going, they were being condescending about America.
Like when the blacks came to America, to white America... You know, they're Americans. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. And they started being condescending about America. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Rewind that back a little bit.
White America. Dude, there was a ton of people already living here that weren't white.
I think before white people got here, there was a ton of people living here who weren't white.
That's what I was saying.
But even after they got here, right? Even after they got here.
They brought non-white people with them.
Yeah, the Spanish.
A bunch of them. Well, I mean, Spanish... they're white.
They're gingers.
Some Spanish are.
The Spanish brought the gingers here first.
What did you just say? And he says, and he starts repeating himself, being condescending, talking about white America. I'm like, bro.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is a total twisting of what actually happened. Because he's not even saying exactly what they said. There's, oh, he started talking shit about America. He's condescending about America. Doesn't like America. Now, he's talking. He doesn't. Like, when he says America, that's code for my opinions.
I'm like, brother, do you know where you're at right now? I'm like, you know, first off, this is Dixie's, all right? Mostly people who work here would probably not appreciate that. And second off, like, you're in America, brother. That's what I told him. I told him that part. I'm like, you're in America. Why are you talking shit about my country? I don't appreciate that. You're insulting.
That's because they were talking shit about your ridiculous views, but you can't defend them as your views. You have to strawman it as you hate America if you don't agree with me, which is a bullshit tactic that a lot of people use. It's fucking ridiculous and shows how much of an intellectual midget you are.
My country. You're here. Why are you here? Why are you in America? That's what I told him. Why are you in America if that's what you want to do? Why would you come here? This girlfriend started putting her hands on me, like pushing me back. Like, excuse me?
I mean, I find that hard to believe unless you were like getting into his face, which I think you probably are because the way you're describing it is like, oh, you're being condescending against my, you hate my country. Why are you here? It sounds, I mean, she was probably pushing you away. Because you were being hostile. You're being a fucking idiot.
Blah, blah, blah. Started being condescending about America, right? And so I said, I'm like, whoa, listen. Chill. Don't talk shit about my country. And by the way, I'm way bigger than this guy. Way bigger than this guy.
Why does that matter?
And so.
It always matters.
The bouncer.
What a tough guy.
Big guy, big beard. I'm cool with this guy, right? I'm really cool with the people who work there. Goes up to him.
Yeah, so you pulled some strings and got them kicked out because they know you better. We've seen that happen before, right? Like, you got kicked out of a bar just because the regulars there said you were doing some shit that you didn't do.
Yeah.
So that's what he did. Which is so bitch made.
Bitch made.
Bitch made.
I remember some guy tried to get me kicked out of a bar one time because we were out drinking with this girl, and he was like, he was being a little bitch, and I was being a little bitch, and this girl was the common factor between us being little bitches. And he went into the bar first and told the bartender not to let me and my friends in, the door guy. And he, like, I got to the door, and the door guy was someone I knew. And the door guy's like, oh, man, what's up, Billy? How you doing? Yeah. By the way, that guy just came in and told me not to let you guys in. He was like, just is that your homie or something? I was like, oh, he's a little bitch, dude. He's been talking to this girl we're talking to, and he's been trying to fucking block us all night. And then so I walk in, and this guy's face dropped. I was like, man, why are you telling the bartender not let us in, dude? You're a little punk-ass bitch. And then we got kicked out for a good reason, because we were going to kick his fucking ass.
That is pretty fucking low.
He opens up the gate. You know, they start rambling on. He says, you know what? You can leave right now. And he opens up the gate, and he puts him outside, and it was so...
So, yeah, see, he's using this as like, see, I was right. They got kicked out.
Yeah.
Vindicating. And you know what they did? They sat outside, and they started rambling about how, oh, just because I said America's not the greatest country in the world, you're going to kick me out? I'm like, no, brother. First off, that's not what you said. You're a condescending anti-
What did they say?
American, European, piece of shit. Go back to your fucking home.
Tell us what they said. Why is that a secret, what they said? Because you have not told us what they said. You said they were being condescending. What did they say?
Homeland, brother. I can't, look, my ancestors fled Europe to get away from you scumbags.
No, they went to get away from that little, you know, whatever Hitler was doing thing.
Right, right, right. He makes it seem like it was oh, man, all of Europe, all those scumbags in Europe were just being mean to my grandmother, so she left.
Yeah, my grandmother...
I'm an American now. I'm going to have a grandson one day, and he's going to be American-blooded, goddammit.
My grandmother fled Europe because of the beliefs I believe in now today. Fucking scumbag. Okay.
And second off, they started rambling about, oh, you're going to kick immigrants out. I shit you not. They started doing this. That's what they started doing. Oh, you're going to kick immigrants out. They think they have privilege because they're immigrants. They think that if they get kicked out of somewhere.
It's not privilege. It's a right to not be discriminated against because of certain factors that people can't control. That's what it is. That's why they were saying that. Because you were being a nationalistic piece of shit. And they got kicked out because they didn't share your political views. And you insulted them by saying they looked... You just decided, because you're an ignorant fuck, that they... You don't look like you say where you're from.
And he went and tattled to the fucking bouncer.
Right.
He went and tattled. That's America, to tattle? Dude, you make Americans look like bitches.
Because
and I happen to know I'm American-blooded. We are not bitches.
Immigrants that... this is somehow untenable. This is not okay. This is so discriminative, right?
And I'm
I've been discriminated against for being number one.
Discriminative.
Once again.
Discriminative.
Once again, I'm being held down for being number one. What? It's not fair. I had to go tell the bouncer that I was being held down for being number one. Oh, ah. Why am I always held down for being at the top? Why?
I mean, I don't need discriminative. I don't need the fact that you don't know anything about anything. Like, that you think certain countries have, everyone looks the same. Like, the fact that you uploaded this video and think that it makes you look smart and cool is proof enough that you're a fucking moron.
You know, Ben, I just got his DNA test results back. He is not full-blooded American. He is not American-blooded. He is 50% snowflake, 50% hoe cake. It's official. You're a little bitch.
Oh, little damn. Bitch.
Little bitch.
Oh, okay. All right. I say let's read Streamlabs. Do I need an intro for the Streamlabs reading segment?
I mean, you should give me some time so I can pull up the updated version. But we don't need an intro. Let's see. Off the jump. We fucking hit like $111 in the first 10 minutes. It was fucking awesome. All those, except for one, got read out loud, and that was BetaDeath564 saying, can you please tell Ziggy the cat that he is a good boy?
Ziggy, you are a good boy.
You're a good boy. Then Jennifer Robbins came in and said, hi, sweet boys. CJ Halliday got that T-shirt. To two t-shirts, the Billy Fallout Boy parody and the Manatee t-shirt said, fire merch, Sweet Boy Gang for life. Come to Toronto, my guys. Come live stream. Yeah. I got to get my little passport. I've been talking about that. It's like a meme now. Mr. Captain Saxon's Americans like you, sweet boys. Make me love y'all. Stay golden. We will stay golden for you. We also
he
have.
Probably meant the Puritans. Who fled England after Oliver Cromwell died and they weren't allowed to enforce their theocratic totalitarian dictatorship anymore.
Yeah. But he also just talked about how his fucking grandmother left occupied France because of, you know, that little thing Hitler had going?
Yeah.
He's just doing his thing.
When the blacks came here, came to America.
You know, when the blacks came here and invaded our turf. We also have a... Attila Bach said, keep up the good work. See you in Vegas soon, Billy. What's up, Attila? Good to see you. Then we also had Wojtek. I always mispronounce it. I can't help it. Said, good job, you devil-loving cunts. You do episode 666, and now they found a hidden chamber in Nero's house with markings all over it. I hope you survive the shit demon. I'm in a bunker with a lifetime supply of jelly juice. Hope to see you on the other side. Thank you. Satan donated 666, said, make Billy suffer more. By the way, Satan, walking today, I didn't do a lot of walking yet. I have exactly 666 steps from my house to here today. My walking count's at 666. I don't know what that means. We're going to hell or something. It'll be nice. But thank you guys for all the Streamlabs support so far today. If you keep it running in, we'll keep reading it. And I don't know. Moving along.
Next. All right, here we go. Mm-mm-mm. What else do we have? What's this? Oh.
What is up, fellow YouTubers? I shall make this video short, sweet, and to the point. So through doing my adult video I did on YouTube, helping Ellen raise money for her fundraiser, we made $210 and saved 85 dogs, which is pretty sweet. Now, my trolls decided to email Ellen the clip of that video where I'm doing what I was doing with the guitar and the weightlifting and calling me a creep and this and that. And Ellen knows what's up. She's not going to stop being my friend because of what these trolls are doing.
Yeah.
If anything, she thought it was a very sweet gesture. You know, emailing...
Is this our champion?
This is our champion.
Man, he's exceptionally low energy right here.
He's been... People are trying to take down him and his friend Ellen.
Friends and their sister asking all these questions like, it's none of your business, for one. And two...
His hat is crooked. You know, it's driving me crazy.
And Ellen are just friends. Friends.
It's off to the side.
I think he stepped on it or something.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Emailing Ellen and, you know, these trolls were emailing her and some suggestive shit. And Ellen thinks the trolls are immature, quite honestly, and I'd have to agree with her on that.
You know, Ellen thinks the trolls are immature, and quite honestly, I would have to agree with her.
He takes this.
Yes. Yeah.
Ribby's spoken.
Quite honestly, I feel sorry for my trolls. And I hope they can do better for themselves. Because I've never seen so many people fuck with one person. That's ridiculous.
I've seen people fuck with one person. But yeah, you are up there, King Cobra. You're one of the many internet champions. And I might even say he's one of the least deserving internet champions. Maybe he isn't worthy of all this negative attention. You know, you got your guys like DSP, Wings of Redemption.
Oh my God.
I think they're probably worth more of the attention they get, but they also I think might get more than King Cobra. I'm not sure.
These trolls are jealous of me and Ellen's friendship, so...
Whoa, okay.
What do you think they're going to do?
I know what they're going to do. They're going to fail to the next spell you cast on them with one of your magical homemade wands!
But... I got the inspiration from Holly Wolf. She was selling nude pictures, and still is, for $10. And that goes towards... helping the wildfires in Australia.
Is that what
helping
he's doing?
Helping the wildfires.
Is he selling nudes for wildfire? Wildfire.
Get King Cobra. The King Cobra calendar.
Oh.
King Cobra dressed like a lumberjack. He's got all his buttons undone. Nope. He's got the fucking axe in his hand.
Don't like it.
Yeah, dude.
Don't like it.
Yeah. King Cobra dressed like a fireman.
I don't.
Only he doesn't have a shirt on. It's just the overall part.
Nope.
You like that?
Nope.
You like that?
Nope.
King Cobra dressed as a sailor.
Stop.
What?
Stop.
What?
It's not.
Save the koalas.
It's not conducive to a healthy lifestyle.
So I thought, you know, something to a similar nature, but I wasn't completely naked.
But I wasn't completely naked.
Good.
Although you might have thought that if you saw the guitar sitting in front of me, so, you know. If women can do it, men should be allowed to do it, too.
That's what he was doing. Okay. He was trying to raise money with lewds.
Ew.
So he's like, he has a guitar between his legs, like, blocking his junk. He's, like, holding the guitar.
Oh, God.
Furthermore, why?
You should shave your pubes and mail them to the highest bidder, King Cobes. Do that.
Why is it?
Yeah.
If a woman does that kind of thing for charity, people think she's sexy and...
Not all of them. Not just anyone can do that.
Caring, but if a man just does something like that for charity, he's a pig, he's gross, he's creepy, he's weird. No, dude. Fuck your double standards.
Okay, it's not double standards. If the man was not creepy, gross, and weird and did it, it wouldn't get called that.
Right.
If you are creepy, gross, and weird, like if it was a girl that was creepy, gross, and weird, if Gail was like, I'm going to send you my pubes in a cup if you just send $10 to the koalas that are jumping in the fire, I'll give you one shot glass of pubes. Like, that's creepy and weird. It's not gender specific. Like, my guy, you might have been creepy and weird. I'm not saying he was. I haven't seen these nudes. I haven't seen the way he's been propositioning them. Maybe it was very tasteful and he's being trolled to death. But it's not a gender thing. Oh, yeah.
And the reason why I'm single is because a lot of chicks want me.
Nah!
You know?
Everyone knows that's not true. Why? Like, why would he say
that? Do you believe that?
Yeah, I believe that.
My guy's single because he just can't make that choice and break all those hearts.
Okay.
What a sweet boy. What a sweet boy our reigning defending douchebag champion of the world is.
When I'm at the bar.
Reason I'm single is because too many girls are after me.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
No, you pick one, you break 99 others' hearts. It's the worst game of 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
Or when I'm...
You can't just take one down and pass it around. 99 other bottles will break. You know.
That was too good.
And you can't watch a good thing, YouTube. You really can't.
All right, I'm going to move on to something else.
Dude, that was too funny what he just said. What the fuck? What do you think, Billy?
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Buff Crow, baby. Back on up at the level. It's your boy Buff Dog and the Hulk.
Buff
the Hulk
Dog.
In the 1, 2, 3. Man, I said we're going to do it once again. This time we're going to do tonight is Tim. I don't know his last name. It's not Tim Impala, but it's Tim Bach.
What if I speed it up?
We're just going to go with that one. The joint's called She's So High. Lottie Lie. I don't know what she's high on, but she's ha ha ha. Anyways, we're going to do this.
But it's a bit of it. What's up? I love this sped up. I can't wait to see his dancing.
She's made of flesh and bone. No jets or silicone. She's trench nail sight. Takes me their sound. But somehow I can't believe that you should have
sing it. Damn it, now I gotta listen to a whole other verse to hear it.
Sorry.
Do you think he does this right after he jerks off at his jerk off station?
I think everything he does is right after he jerks off.
So he jerks off a lot.
I think he literally jerks off in between everything he does. He's like, well, just got done eating that sandwich. Time to jerk off again. Well, just got done jerking off. Time to not jerk off so I can jerk off again.
All right, let's talk about the news now.
He called me, sir. It got me so human angry.
Macho Man, Tranny Savage.
Wow.
My Macho Man, Tranny Savage.
So, check this out. A debate happened between the remaining Democratic candidates that qualified for it.
How many were there?
I believe six. Yang was not in it.
Really?
Really. I don't believe so anyway. But, and we'll watch some highlights from that, but I wanted to show this. After the debate, Bernie went to shake Warren's hand, and she wouldn't shake his fucking hand.
Yeah, it was trending on Twitter, Warren the Snake.
The Democratic race for the presidency heating up ahead of the Iowa caucuses. Six leading candidates taking the stage in Iowa last night, targeting Donald Trump.
Who the fuck is the guy at the end there?
In the last debate before the first contest in the 2020 race. The president rallying supporters, meanwhile, in Wisconsin. Peter Ducey is live in Des Moines with more. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Sandra. It's cold outside.
Oh, and Yang was also trending on Twitter last night as well.
Yeah, you know, he was probably tweeting
Iowa,
or something.
And it was cold inside last night on stage as both Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren stood by their stories about a private dinner where Warren claims Bernie Sanders disparaged her chances.
Senator Warren confirmed in a statement that in 2018, you told her that you did not believe that a woman could win the election.
Yeah, that's such a low blow, and it's not, I mean, it can't be proven, but it also can't be disproven. So now, that's, you know, she's left that out there to kind of poison things so that, you know, since we can't prove he didn't say it, there's people that are going to believe that he did. And that's such a, man, she is a snake.
Look at this male chauvinist pig laughing in her face.
Why did you say that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
You hear people
what
laugh?
The fuck?
Yeah.
It's just being like, they're assassinating Sanders.
Yeah.
This is a public assassination of Sanders.
Because he's ahead in the polls in Iowa and New Hampshire. And they need to take him out so that their anointed one can get through.
Hillary went on, was it a month ago she went on? Who was her interview with? Was it Howard Stern? And she was saying, yeah, I just, you know, I hope Bernie doesn't do to anybody else what he did to me. That sick son of a bitch.
I think she said that. She said, I hope she didn't name Tulsi Gabbard, but she was like, I hope she doesn't do what Bernie did to me or something like that.
I thought that she straight up called out Bernie and blamed Bernie.
She called them both. She called them both out. Wow. She called out Tulsi, too.
I disagreed. Bernie is my friend, and I am not here to try to fight with Bernie.
Right here, see?
Bernie is my friend?
Right here, he reaches out. It's like, no.
But right after that, Warren refused to shake hands with Sanders. Neither one of them have addressed it. So we checked with the candidate who unknowingly walked right into that standoff, Tom Steyer.
Oh, yeah, dude, he was mad.
Look, my goal when I was literally saying good night.
Yeah, so there's that. Now I'll play.
My guy looked kind of like Ross Perot here.
We want to continue our analysis now of last night's Democratic debate.
Ross Perot just
First,
died
let's
last
take
year.
A look at some of the key moments in case you missed them.
Joe and I listened to what Dick Cheney and George Bush and Rumsfeld had to say. I thought they were lying. I didn't believe them for a moment. I took to the floor. I did everything I could to prevent that war. Joe saw it differently.
We just found out today that four Republicans are joining Democrats to go to him and say, you must have an authorization of military force if you're going to go to war with Iran.
What we are hearing is 20 years of mistakes by the American government in the Middle East.
The two great foreign policy disasters of our lifetimes were the war in Vietnam and the war in Iraq. Both of those wars were based on lies.
I think he's flat out lied about saying the reason he made the strike was because our embassies were about to be bombed.
If our troops can summon the courage to go overseas into harm's way, often on deployment after deployment, then we've got to make sure that Congress has the courage to take tough up or down votes on whether they ought to be there.
Hillary Clinton.
Didn't we say, you know what, I just remembered, didn't we joke around about Nick Fuentes and Pete Buttigieg like being a cute couple or something? Sure. And then all that stuff about Catboy came out later. That's hilarious.
Clinton won the popular vote by 3 million votes. How could anybody in a million years not believe that a woman could become president of the United States?
Look right at the men on this stage. Collectively, they have lost 10 elections. The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women, Amy so and true me.
Just to set the record straight, I defeated an incumbent Republican running for Congress.
When?
1990. That's how I won, beat a Republican congressman. Number two, of course, I don't think
the affordable.
She's like, oh, that was so long ago, it doesn't even count anymore.
Okay,
Bernie, mm-hmm, women are here now. That was before women could even run, Bernie. Don't give me that old shit, you old shit.
Now is 10 points more popular than the president of the United States.
Healthcare is a human.
She shouldn't be up there. She's not going to win.
Right? Every other major country on earth is guaranteeing
she's
healthcare.
She's just there to keep Yang off.
The time is long overdue.
Yeah, her and that other guy that's only there because he's got a ton of money.
To do the same.
Yeah. You know, I was a single parent, too. When my wife and daughter were killed, my two boys I had to raise. I was a senator, a young senator. I just hadn't been sworn in yet. And I was making $42,000 a year. I could not afford, but for my family, child care.
If our Republican colleagues won't allow those...
You think Yang's going to run all the way to the convention, even if he, like...
I think he's...
Like,
if
he loses, like, this first huge group of states that vote...
I think he'd be crazy not to. I mean, why not run? If he stays with it now, maybe he'll have better footing for a presidency, a vice presidency, or a presidency in 4 more years. Like, why would he stop running just because he doesn't make it this year?
I mean, just because he stops running when he knows that it's very unlikely that he would win doesn't mean he can't run again some other time.
Yeah, but also he's a momentum machine. He's a meme machine, momentum machine. I wouldn't kill that momentum until someone gave him a very good reason to kill it. Like,
I don't see any momentum.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see him trending last night on Twitter when the only other thing trending was Warren being a snake.
How many people you think that use what's the voting demographics of Twitter? I mean, like, at least now statistics show that older people vote.
Yeah, and if younger people are interested, they will vote. Younger people don't get polled. Younger people aren't home to answer those landlines.
That's a fallacy that they only poll landlines. A lot of polling is done digitally through the internet.
We should look at the polling that they actually use for every poll, see where it's all coming from, see the demographics of those polls.
They may as well give the president a crown and a scepter.
Democratic strategist and CBSN political contributor Linda Tran is joining us now from Des Moines, Iowa. We're going to talk about the issues. We kind of talked about some of the antics and stuff earlier. I want to talk with you about the issues. I want to ask you about some of the key issues that, you know, Democratic voters have said that they're really interested in. Two of them, health care and climate change. They came up on the debate.
Yeah, so let me pull up the polls. This is just the national poll, not the Iowa poll. I could pull that up too, but so we got Biden sinking, Bernie kind of.
We can't see the top.
Oh, there you go.
Biden, what the fuck? Biden's still at 27%.
This is national, and we'll see this swing a lot if Biden doesn't win these first few.
Yang is
primaries
up over Klobuchar. Yang is up. So Yang is in the top six here. With Bloomberg, and Bloomberg wasn't there either.
Yeah, that is weird because Bloomberg probably has the most money out of all of them. Bloomberg would be the richest president ever if he won, but he doesn't stand a chance either.
If I was Yang, I would start IRL streaming. I would just live stream.
Dude, you have a really interesting idea of what it takes to win the presidency.
If
Twitter and live streaming.
Look what got Trump to win.
I mean, the rallies were really what helped Trump win.
Yeah, and then everybody talking about what a piece of shit he was kept him in the public conversation. If we get Yang out there doing stuff that keeps him in the public conversation through all this, he creates the media. The media can ignore him all they fucking want, but if you're open and you're out there memeing and you're getting drawn into the conversation.
Yeah, I just think a lot of people from the age demographic that would use Twitter and watch live stream, like IRL streaming, most of them don't vote. And a lot of that has to do with either they don't care or they don't feel like taking the time to vote. A lot of people don't want to, like, register for it.
And if they start caring now because of someone adopting their media platform and speaking directly to them, they will go out and they will vote and they will register. Historically, it's happened every time the youth get interested in somebody. It sways the numbers huge.
Okay.
And he goes out, he talks to the 14-year-old kid playing Forkknife. And that kid tells his parents, you got to check out this guy. He is fucking awesome. The kids there, they're like, my kid's interested in politics? What's going on?
Most parents will not vote for someone because their kid told them to.
I don't know. The Nickelodeon kids rock the vote. Whenever the kids vote for somebody, it tends to show the numbers the kids voted for tend to win the election.
Fridge, I want you to endorse me, Big Dick Bernie, not Little Wang Yang. Not me. Us.
Big Dick Bernie.
All right, Big Dick Bernie. Big Dick Billy will endorse you if you show me that big healthy hug. Let me see your secret cervix.
Yeah, we'll see. A lot of this will really change once we see numbers coming in. Let me pull up Iowa really quick. We'll take a look at that.
Bernie has the youth vote on lock. Yeah, he should. But also, Bernie is old as hell, and he's not. If Bernie doesn't win this time around, I don't see him sticking in the next 4 years either. I hope he wins, man. I hope it's Bernie. I don't even need Yang to win. I just want Yang, his message to be out there, that we need to start looking into smart choices and not the same old bullshit.
All right. Let's take a look. Wow, this is kind of it's interesting to see this because it's for like a smaller population, not the entire nation. It looks like so Biden right now 0.4 above Bernie. A few days ago, Bernie was in the lead by a little bit.
That's good. That's good right there. Klobuchar is 7. That's Yang still in the top 6. What the fuck? How is Yang still in the top 6 and not on that stage?
Good question. If he has a strong showing in Iowa, which is probably where... I wonder where he's campaigning the most right now. A lot of them show up to Iowa for like the fair and stuff. I remember when Trump showed up in the helicopter at the Iowa State Fair. So a lot of people will probably do that. Yang, if he has a strong showing, he'll do better in, like, overall.
Yang should get a booth at the Iowa State Fair with one of those booths that shoot money out, and you grab the dollars. He should go in there. Everybody gets to grab their Yang bucks. Get their Yang bucks.
We have AIU in the chat. He said, is Onision polling well in Iowa? Yes. He's just not polling well in Washington State. In Iowa, they still love and adore him.
I happen to know the age of consent in Washington State is lower than in Iowa. I don't know if that's true. I'm assuming Iowa is probably 18. Good old 16-year-old Washington.
Yeah, so I don't...
No, it's 16 in Iowa, too. I was wrong. There you go, guys. Onision's polling just as well in Iowa as he is in Washington State. You want to see his caucus?
His caucus. Do they do a caucus in Washington, don't they? I think they do.
Why would they? Like, it's always blue here.
Well, I mean, there are primaries where people vote the way they would normally vote. For like a general election, but then they also do a caucus in some states where the voting is done in a slightly different way. So
blue my caucus. Blue state. There you go. Candidate disagreements. I like how none of these news stations are straight up saying, you know, Bernie didn't say this. Like, so when Bernie said you could never be president because you're a cunt woman, how'd that make you feel?
Yeah. I guess the entire Russian government resigned.
Shout out to Gary Ridgway. The entire Russian government resigned?
Yes.
They're like, we're going to resign because
there's some new constitutional changes there.
We're tired of getting fed cyanide capsules, so we're just going to bounce.
A major reshuffle of the Kremlin. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev has just announced that he and the entire Russian government will resign. Fred Plotkin is live in Moscow for us. Fred, huge development here. Talk us through what more we know at this stage.
Yeah. You're absolutely right, Julie. It certainly is a massive development, and it really one that came absolutely surprising to folks here in Russia, to everybody who's observing Russia as well. I can tell you that when this announcement happened, Russian state TV didn't even break into it. They continued their regular programming because even they hadn't heard and they hadn't been informed that this was going to happen. Then a couple of minutes later, there was some video of Vladimir Putin speaking with Dmitry Medvedev, and then he made this announcement saying that he and his entire government would resign. Now, I have his statement here. I'm going to
Government resigns to give Putin room to make changes to Constitution. Look, Putin, we don't want to get in the way of your constitutional changes. Mm. Anybody who's ever gotten in your way before didn't wake up the next morning, Putin, so we're just going to take this motherfucker. It's yours. What the hell? What the hell?
Phrase from it a little bit, so forgive me for not looking up at the camera the entire time. He said that significant changes not only to a number of articles of the Constitution, but to the balance of power as a whole were announced. Vladimir Putin had his State of the Union address today, where he called for some changes to Russia's Constitution to give actually the parliament more power and less power to the presidency, which some people see as Vladimir Putin preparing for 2024 when his term runs out and when normally he would have to leave power as far as the Constitution of this country is concerned. So he announced some things that he wanted to happen, and part of that pertained to the way that the prime minister is elected, which he says in the future should happen by the parliament and not by the presidency as it has been in the past. So those were some fundamental things that.
So he's not allowed to be the president after this point in 2024. So he's trying to make it now where the power goes to another position so he can just be put into that position. Is he playing hot potato? Am I missing something here? Is he playing hot potato with the power? Shibisky, you know what's going on. Explain.
Yeah, you know, I'm very politically inclined. I'm a genius. Everybody knows this,
yeah.
Right, guys? It sounds like he's just trying to keep the power within, you know, his family or whatever. He's trying to keep the power.
You know, why give it up?
You know,
you could just keep it in
the
family.
He's just doing his thing, you know.
And you're an only child.
Just doing his
thing. The rest
of
your family was killed mysteriously in their sleep. But keep the power in the family anyways, right?
Hmm.
I don't know,
he's just
man.
Doing his thing.
I don't know. Let's see what else they
no
have
big
to say.
Deal.
Vladimir Putin said earlier today, and Dmitry Medvedev then in his statement, he said, in the context of that, we as the government should provide the president of our country with the opportunity to make all the decisions necessary for this. And in these conditions, I believe it would be right in accordance with Section 1117 of the Constitution. The government would resign. So Dmitry Medvedev there announcing his resignation, announcing the entire government's resignation. Vladimir Putin was actually seated next to him as he made this announcement on national TV then. And
Vladimir Putin was actually seated next to him with a loaded pistol under the table pointed at Medved's groin. When Medved stepped down, you could hear the trigger unlock and the bullet shell go back into its casing. I don't know how guns work, obviously, but for the sake of that joke, just imagine I was explaining perfectly a gun uncocking. Oops. What the fuck?
Putin then accepted that resignation. He said not everything had gone well, but he did thank the government. And then Vladimir Putin...
I accept your resignation. And not everything went well, but thank you for cowering to my omnipotence. What the fuck?
And said that this current government is going to stay in power as in a caretaker function while Vladimir Putin speaks with every single minister personally and then decides whether or not these ministers are going to be able to continue or get back into their portfolio.
Speaking with every single minister personally, he just walks up like, see this pill right here? See this little fucking pill? See this little fucking pill? See this little tootie right here? You see this little pill? See this little motherfucker right here? See this? You on my side? You on my side? Oh, you're not on my side. Okay. Here. Eat this right here. Eat this right... What the fuck is going on in Russia? Is Trump gonna get some ideas? So I was watching Russia Today, and I can't do a Trump impression right now because I have a Tic Tac in my mouth. I really can't do a Trump impression for the life of me right now. I'm trying to, and it's coming out like shit. But you know, Trump's like, I like what they did in Russia. Let's do this now and make Nancy Pelosi step down. Make fucking Schumer step down. Make everybody step down. What the fuck?
Or whether they will leave. Now, as far as Dmitry Medvedev himself is concerned.
Dmitry Medvedev was the only other guy who's been the Russian president, like, recently. Like, for a little while, Putin made a new position for himself, and he went over to that position.
Yeah.
And Medvedev was the president for a little while, and then Putin came back.
He's playing hot potato with the power.
Right.
It's crazy. The entire government is resigning, so Putin's got room to make changes to the Constitution.
Concerned, who of course for 4 years was also the president of this country. There is already talk of him going on Russia's National Security Council. But right now what you have here is a massive shakeup in the government, a massive shakeup possibly also in the power structure here as well. But of course Vladimir Putin's still very much in the driver's.
Yeah, they're almost bringing back the Czar Putin.
There's a major shakeup here, but the major shakeup is just more power for Putin.
Seat as far as Russian politics concerned, as far as the Russian state itself is concerned as well, Julia.
That's like saying a major shakeup here for this milkshake. Yeah, the milkshake's supposed to be shaken up. The more you shake it up, the better it is. The more frothy and delicious it is. This shakeup for Putin is only making him more potent. What the fuck?
If we look ahead as well, the belief here is perhaps this is, again, Vladimir Putin working towards the future, what life looks like beyond his presidential term here in 2024. But for me, critical in the short term, foreign relations. Sergei Lavrov, the face of Russia outside to the international community. Do we think he remains?
Putin's like, hold on. All right. You guys all step down. The rest of the government step down. All right, hold on. I got this. How do you spell emperor?
Why do they still use this old technology where there's the big delay? I feel like if they used the internet rather than a satellite connection, there wouldn't be such a delay. Because it doesn't matter if they're in Russia or if they're just a couple states or towns away. There's this weird delay when they do this. It doesn't make sense to me.
Could be tech they already paid for.
Somehow we have better technology here than they do.
There's less of a delay.
We're able to speak directly with no delay.
There's a slight delay, but it's almost negligible.
It'd be one of the big decisions that we're going to be waiting for as well. He's obviously been the Russian foreign minister for an extremely long period.
Maybe the delay also is the person producing, and he doesn't have ear set in.
This is a satellite delay. It's just like if you have satellite TV. Live programming is delayed more than it would be if you had like a cable line coming in.
Okay.
Anytime they used to always say live via satellite. They don't say that anymore. But that's what this is. This is like a satellite connection, and satellites have a delay.
Very much the face of Russian foreign policy as well. As Vladimir Putin was saying there, he's going to talk to all these ministers one by one. He's then going to see whether or not they're going to continue their portfolios. Sergei Lavrov is one of the ones that we're certainly looking at very closely, the Russian foreign minister. He is, I believe, 69 or 70 years old already. Again, he's been in power for an extended period of time. Whether or not he is going to continue on, that was something that was a question already going into this and has been a question for a while, whether or not he would finish the governmental terms the term until its end, or whether or not he would resign or step down before or go into retirement before. So that's certainly going to be one of the main questions. But in general, this is a big shakeup of Russian politics and of Russian policy, also as far as financial politics is concerned as well. Of course, that's a key thing for the Russians, with this country under some pretty immense sanctions from the United States, from the international community as well. Of course, financial policy and keeping this country running economically is something.
This is a big shakeup for the Russian government. Imagine that you had a soft taco, all right? And the soft taco was, of course, tortilla and bean and cheese and beef and lettuce and salsa.
It better be a corn tortilla, though. If it's a flour tortilla, that's not a fucking taco. A burrito.
I'm sorry, Benjamin, it actually was a flour tortilla.
It's not a taco.
And this big shakeup has effectively taken those exact ingredients and folded them up into a burrito. So this shakeup is actually a burrito now, Benjamin. It's a very big shakeup.
It's not a taco.
I'm sorry, Benjamin. I told you it's now a shaken up into a burrito. The exact same ingredients are now such a huge shakeup, Benjamin. Huge shakeup. Huge shakeup. The exact same thing, but a different name. Putin's in power.
Putin. So. Putin. We're almost at the end of everything.
Ba-da-ba-ba-bow.
I figured we'd just do the post show on Twitch today because we haven't been there in a while.
It's been a while.
Twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants. Shortly after we end the stream, which we're going to end in about 4 minutes, we will go over there. And Shibisky cannot come, unfortunately.
Oh.
He got permaban. Speaking of which, TNA Impact Wrestling. Banned from Twitch
today because Rob Van Dam, his girlfriend, and his girlfriend's girlfriend had a little risque celebration, which included some of the least clothed content you'll probably ever see on Twitch. And they got banned. And also, I heard Onision got banned off Twitch today, thanks to Swagta for tweeting at me and saying that my child grooming friend. My teenage grooming friend was banned off Twitter or Twitch today. But just for the record, Swagta, I know that you really care about my my friends, but Onision and I aren't friends anymore. Just for further reference, but thank you for letting me know that. It's very sweet of you. We also got some super chats from one of our few donors. Spirit Flame said, "Great show, thank you, Spirit." Ryby Jankums said admission price must be paid within the next 10 minutes by each person or I'm banning everyone. Sorry, DP. Hopefully you guys didn't get banned. I see Brunetto wouldn't have got banned because he came in and said, in that final exchange with Bernie and Warren, the audio got leaked. Warren yells at Bernie saying she thinks he called her a liar on national TV, to which Bernie responds more or less, so did you. Fuck Warren.
Yeah, fuck Warren. That's Pimp Monk's favorite candidate, by the way.
Well, I mean, look, I'd rather have Warren than...
I'm not voting for Warren. I'd
rather have Warren than Biden? I don't know. Maybe I'm old-fashioned.
I'm not voting for Biden or Warren.
Yeah. Hopefully Bernie just comes out swinging and we get Young Byrne to be the new
Young Byrne.
President. President. I have to call him Young Byrne like I call myself Young Bill Fridge.
But you are way younger than he is.
But I have to convince people that we're young. Because of Bernie...
But compared to him, you are very young.
But not compared to the way I'm acting and the way he's acting. He's acting like president. I'm acting like I want to be a fucking YouTube sensation.
You ever see the thing where he hits the punching bag and it comes back and hits him in the face? Have you ever seen that?
No. Maybe I have. That sounds delicious.
It knocks him back.
That sounds wonderful.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, my gosh.
I've seen it.
That's all of our delicious,
funny.
Lovely donos that haven't been auto-read because they were $20 or above. Thank y'all again for your support of the wonderful Drunken Peasants podcast.
Damn, Lenny.
With a 20 money from Lenny the Shock. Thank you, Lenny.
Egghead zapped his butthole and stuff to make $400. Did you hear about that?
Good job, yeah. Egghead.
I gave him some money to drink his bath water, his own bath from his dirty bathtub.
Yummer. Yummer.
Damn, you guys are hooking us up.
It's all love.
You're hooking us up.
It's all love. Thank you, guys. Okay, so.
All right, so I almost have the Bernie clip with him hitting the boxing bag really quick here. It's like a rhythm bag. So it's one of those ones that are like hung high up.
It was like a speed bag, right?
Yeah.
In this corner.
I just want to get to the part where he.
Yeah, it's funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah, here it,
yeah,
here it is.
Yeah.
Here it is, here it is. I can't believe this happened.
The other day.
It's so funny.
He's like, oh!
I wonder if he punched higher than a 9.
This isn't that game, but that would be hilarious if he scored higher than you.
It was a 12. Damn it.
Yeah, and the last time we went... Me and Joe both in the 800s. Billy the Fridge, what was it, 600?
Oh, I thought it was 735 or something.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. I thought Joe was in the 900s.
Was it? Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the highest score? Is it 1,000?
Wojtek, thank you for your lovely contribution. Highest score, I think it tops out at 999, which is probably why mine was so low, because it went all the way over. This just doesn't go over 1,000. That's a weird victory sound for you to make for me.
I know. It is.
It's a weird way to indicate victory.
All right. Fridge. So we are going over to Twitch. Go over there. I know you guys are resistant to new platforms, but here's the thing. YouTube has changed a lot and it's kind of trash. So I know other places have their issues, but it's good to diversify. I encourage you all. You know what? If just this one time most of you went over to twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants, just this one time, just do it for me once, guys. Just one time.
Do it for me.
There's 700 of you. 700 on Twitch is good, like really, really good.
Yeah.
So if we could get 300, 400 on Twitch just one time, just one fucking time.
Especially if you guys have Twitch Prime accounts.
I mean, we've gotten it before, but it's not normal. Normally, we're like 1 to 200 more.
If you got
there.
Twitch Primes to burn.
Someone said, I'm lazy, damn it. You're too lazy to go to a website? I mean, come on. That's literally one of the easiest things in the world to do.
Rylan, I'm also lazy, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to twitch.tv.com/drunkenpeasants.
No, it's...
twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants. I'm going there, and I'm lazy. I'm going there. Shibisky's not going there.
Do you need a Twitch account? No, but if you have an Amazon account already, it's basically your Twitch account.
If you have Amazon, log in through Amazon, log in through Amazon Prime, get your Twitch Prime.
I'll post a link for all you people that are too lazy to type in the address.
And become a Twitch Prime subscriber to the channel. It gives us noticeable amounts of funds.
Yeah.
And if you're just sitting there getting wasted anyways, if you have an Amazon account and don't go to Twitch, literally...
Humor me.
...clicking over and giving us your Twitch Prime.
Someone says you take too long. What do you mean we take too long? You mean to start after we end it here? I mean...
To click... Here's what we'll do then. How long are we going to take to start?
Not very long, but it's not... Dude, why are people so impatient and lazy?
Let's just get over there quicker.
All right.
Over there quicker. Guys, because you're going to come over and watch us, we're going to go over as soon as humanly possible. Ben usually stops to go take a dump and eat a sandwich.
Right.
I'm going to make him choose between the two. He can't poop and eat. He can only do one of the two.
Okay. We're going there now.
We're going right over.
And I'm going to hang up on this on this piece of shit, Shabisky, who can't even go there. Goodbye, Shabisky. Goodbye.
Love you, Shabisky.
Goodbye. Look, that's
you're
so
sweet
perfect.
Boy. You're a sweet
look
boy.
Look at that.
You're a sweet
look
boy.
Look at that. I love that.
You're a sweet boy, Shabisky.
All right, we're going over there. Twitch.tv/drunkenpeasants. I think we'll do some cringe raps over there. We're going to do the cringe rap segment over on Twitch tonight.
Oy vey.
So we'll see you guys over there for that. Go there now. Go there now. We're going. We're leaving right now. We're going to go.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet. Gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.